This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Our next guest is the member for Albert Park, but also the Minister for Equality and the Minister for Health, Martin Foley. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Macca.
Now, this week, some might think it's been a tough week, and it has been a tough week, but I actually want to, just before we get on to other matters, we saw the passage of the decriminalisation of sex work bill.
Yes.
In the Victorian Parliament. Anyone that says that progressive, engaged equality politics is dead, they're wrong. It can still get a few runs on the board. So thank you. That's an important bill. I know a lot of people opposed it, but you know, then again, they don't like the sun coming up in the morning either. So thank you, Martin.
Yeah. Yes, it was an important bill, and it's actually will have some implications for the matter that we're going to talk about, because we want to make sure that every piece of work from here on in has an LGBTIQ plus reform lens put to it.
And so a whole of
one of those issues.
Yeah, let's talk to us about that. A whole of government strategy,
as Tass would call it. It's a piece of work.
A whole of government.
Well, it might sound boring, but in many ways, after nearly 8 years of the equality portfolio doing, I'd like to think, groundbreaking, world-leading effort in making sure that the issues of the LGBTIQ plus community are at the forefront of what government community does, this document is about giving voice to LGBTIQ plus communities at the heart of the boring things that government does, everything that government does, to embed the notion that the LGBTIQ plus community have the right to be healthy, to have equal human rights, that they can live wholly and freely as to who they are, love who they are, who they want, be who they are, and be reflected in who they are. And if ever we needed evidence of that as still being a work in progress, the circus that has been the Federal Parliament this week shows that.
You know, we were hoping for a bit of a light reprieve, actually, away from that this morning.
But sorry, it is a circus, but it's a circus where you see the ringleader, but not always the clowns.
Ooh. Yes, yes.
Now, Martin, give us a flavour of what's in this strategy. Just a couple of examples or highlights from your perspective and how they will affect our communities.
Okay, so this came out of over 12 months' worth of consultation led firstly by Ro Allen and then by Todd Fernando, the LGBTIQ plus Communities Commissioner, and supported by the substantial work of all of the advisory groups that government has established over the last 7.5 years across different portfolios, all brought together. I can't tell you how many I could, but I don't have it with me, all the forums, all the submissions to try to give voice to the diverse rainbow community voices in our state and to bring them together in basically four major headings that will set the shape for how all of government, not just the equality portfolio, but how it then shapes everything government does, around four key headings. And they are equal rights and freedoms, so that's the laws, the legislative practice, the operations of systems, VicPol, which of course the relationships, I think, are actually pretty good, but need a lot more engagement from both community and VicPol, justice, we could go on. The second group is around basically services, both LGBTIQ plus specialist services right across the board, mental health, alcohol, drug, housing, education supports, you name it, on the one hand, to build up those, but at the same time, make sure that mainstream universal services are accredited, supportive, inclusive, and engaged, again, right across the board. And as you would know, Taz, particularly in health, there's a long way to go in that space. And the third group, just to bring it all home, is just making sure that we've got the visibility and information, the measures, the accountability, a requirement for government and the Minister for Equality to report annually, to bring supports and data and the really boring things about, well, what are the measures that we're holding ourselves to account here? What are the outcomes, the poor outcomes in all of those areas that LGBTIQ plus communities continue to suffer despite the progress that's been made? And which, to be brutal about it, events like this week do nothing to assist. In fact, just, you know, the amount of reports of services at the front line being inundated with particularly kids and families is just shocking. Just, you know, so there's those kind of measures. And then finally, you know, it's not all gloom and doom. What we want is safe, strong and sustainable communities. So how do we celebrate, support, engender so many fantastic young people coming through leadership programs? We've got another one of the, I think we're up to the fourth or fifth leadership program for LGBTIQ plus future leaders coming through, started this week.
That's a great program, that.
Just the level of skill, of commitment and diversity of this next generation of leaders. Like, you know, there's no such thing as an unstoppable wave. It's not often I agree with the Australian Christian Lobby, but their assessment of this strategy was its intent on turning Victoria into a rainbow state over the next 10 years.
So one of the things that you announced, one of the things that you announced last Sunday, along with the launch of this strategy, was a $6.5 million commitment. What's that money for? Where will it go?
So that's an initial down payment for this rollout of this program in those four key areas. So after consultation with each of those groups and the statewide coordinating group, there's an initial...
don't press one.
Have we lost you?
You're still there, Martin?
Here's somehow the phone's gone off.
I hope you didn't drop it down the toilet. We'll just...
there we are.
Oh, you are there.
I could hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can assure you I didn't drop it anywhere.
All right. It's all right.
good to have you back again.
I don't want to infer but you were talking to us while you're in the toilet, please.
I can assure you I wouldn't do such a thing,
Becca. So where does this end up, Martin, in terms of for the future? So this, you know, over the next term of government, assuming you win, this will be put in place. What is that going to mean for communities?
Well, I'd like to think it would be embedded now, and that whoever wins the next election, that would be very difficult to take out of the Victorian communities' government infrastructure as to how LGBTIQ plus issues be dealt with. But what it means, I'd like to think, is practical outcomes in each of those four areas around making sure that the justice system works in the interests of LGBTIQ plus.
Do you have bipartisan support for the strategy?
I haven't sought the views of the opposition. There's been a very public process. We've had nearly 2 years' worth of seminars, submissions, consultations, and what I'd be looking for is from all political parties, from all community organisations, from all businesses, signing up to the kind of values that this document reflects: decency, compassion, reform, and making sure that no matter who you are in Victoria, particularly when it comes to your sexuality, gender or identity, that your place is secure. I would have thought those kind of values and the roadmap to deliver those for LGBTIQ plus Victorians in this document should be above politics.
I've enjoyed reading the strategy myself. I did participate in a couple of surveys and focus groups and whatnot leading up towards its development. I like where it's landed, but most of all, I really like seeing the outcomes reporting. So hopefully what we will see is some reporting back to the community about the outcomes of this investment and this strategy and what it means towards creating a much more equal community.
Well said.
You know, Tass loves something that's evidence-based, we all do, and he loves outcomes.
I do. Measurable. Reporting on outcomes is hard work, though.
Yeah, so...
It's hard work.
So, Martin, look, we're actually out of time. I want to thank you for this, and we'll have a longer discussion with you and Todd Fernando over coming weeks. Thank you. This is a great piece of work. I do hope the opposition...
Piece of work.
I do hope the opposition embrace it. They don't want to talk to me, but perhaps they'll talk to you.
Yeah, and look, in what's been a really tough week, the fact that we started off at Pride on Sunday with the launch of this document, I'd like to think, puts a bit of hope against that rainbow. Yeah. And I'm confident that better outcomes will continue to flow because the tide of history is with us here.
And can we expect to see you at Melbourne Pride tomorrow?
You can, and I look forward to that. 40 year brackets and a little bit brackets of the decriminalisation and legalisation of sex between men. It was 40 years and nearly 10 months, I think. COVID put a halt to things.
Yes, it did.
And we'll have a bit more to say about the kind of supports that we can bring to particularly families and kids that have been the subject of some pretty horrendous treatment over the last week.
Well, we look forward to hearing more news reports.
Thanks
tomorrow.
Again, Martin. I was 23 when the law said it was all right for me to have sex.
There you go. And what that, look, I find that...
Let's not comment on that.
I think we'll leave that one alone. Yeah. Martin Foley, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you on the streets in Fitzroy tomorrow morning along Smith Street or Gertrude Street as we celebrate Melbourne Pride.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.